everyone. I'm Chris Barden. I'm the Chief Software Architect for Computer Talk Technology, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about ICE Contact Center for Link and what we can do as a value add for a Link solution. So just a little bit of background on Computer Talk itself. We've been in the contact center business for about 25 years now. Kind of seen the evolution from the basic call center with simple IVR to the true multimedia unified communications contact center experiences we're looking at now, bringing in channels like instant messaging and email on top of voice, also looking at, you know, starting to see things like SMS to contact center, Twitter to contact center. So it's really just about being a true multi-channel experience. The product we've got right now called ICE, it works directly with Link, and it scales from about 2 to 600 agents right now, but the sweet spot's really been between about 30 and 200. So what we offer is both a cloud service and a CPE deployment. So in CPE scenarios, we will typically integrate with existing customer Link deployments, or legacy PBX systems, or both. And in the cloud space, up till now, we've been pretty much playing with existing customer PBX deployments or Centrix deployments. More recently, we've gotten into the hosted Link space though. So we're offering both contact center and Link as a cloud service. And we've been working with this stuff for quite a long time. You know, starting back with Speech Server, but then through LCS, OCS, and Link 2010, and actually Link 2013 now. So we've got a lot of knowledge about how the solution works. As far as how ICE actually integrates into the Link landscape, it's provisioned as a Link application. So we exist as part of the Link topology. We're a UCMA based solution. So we actually, we're basically relying on Link for all of the voice routing, all of the UCMA is our speech rec engine, is our text to speech engine, is our media engine, but the way we interact with that is a little unique, and I'll show you that in a few minutes. So the first thing I want to point out is this toolbar that's across the top of my screen. It's something we call ICE Bar, and it's there to allow agents to control their state on the contact center to be able to view things like queue stats. So you can see here over at the right, I've got a summary that this agent's in a not written unavailable state for the contact center. There's no calls in queue. They've handled 3 calls today, and just some summary stats. If I want more detail, the agents can actually drill in and see something like this that shows you more detailed queue stats. But it allows them to do things like log in and out of queue, so I can see where I am. If I want to be able to pull myself off of, say, the an airline queue, I can do that. But it's really to give the agents contact center state control, stats, call control, but then for all the media transactions that they do, so taking voice calls, taking IMs, they're using Link, and you can see here actually even the state for the contact center is synchronized with the Link state. So again, when we place a voice call to an agent, we place a voice call to their Link endpoint, which if they happen to be outside of the network, will go through an edge server. If they happen to have simultaneous ring enabled, will go to their cell phone. So it really gives us the flexibility to be able to have agents anywhere they happen to be on Link. If the agent wants to use something that's not their Link client, we also support that. So I can actually log in directly to ICE using my cell phone. But again, that outbound call is going to be placed through the Link infrastructure. So all of the configuration for routing and for gateways is all familiar to existing Link administrators and existing Link deployments. So what I'm going to show you to start with is what we've done with instant messaging. We're seeing a lot more people asking for web chat and instant messaging in the contact center space. So what we've done is we've actually leveraged Link IM to be able to deliver a web chat solution. So what I have on ICE is I have an endpoint. For instance, we're looking for Computer Talk here. This is actually an endpoint that is an ICE server and is published. I can IM this directly through Link, but what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to send it an IM over the web. So what we built is we built a click-to-chat service that I can launch if I click this live chat button here. So what I'm going to see is this is a control that we can embed on somebody else's website. This is a customer demo that we've done. But what I'll do is I'm going to pull up, just enter a name on here. And Okay. So what I can do is this control that I'm showing you here, this chat window, is something that we built and that we have, we can embed on anybody's website. So the only modification a customer is going to have to do is put that live chat button on there. We've got web services that you can make that context sensitive. So based on time of day, based on number of agents available, you can say put the approximate wait time for that right on your website. But what we're doing here is just a simple. Simple IAM, and what I can see right now is I'm actually getting a response back even though I'm not connected to an agent yet. And this is actually what we talk about as it's like an IAM IVR. So what it's doing is actually saying, welcome to the property search, if you need to know a listing ID. So what I can do is just pop over here and grab a listing ID that I know. And this happens to be for a real estate company, so I can get back right away, okay, this is the property I'm looking at. Do I want to stand by for a representative? Yes. So now I'm in queue, and actually if I look up here I can see that this just flipped on ice bar, that I've got a contact in an assigned queue that's waiting. So what I can do right now is if I make this agent available, let's just do that through link. And what's going to happen now is that this agent is going to get is going to get the IAM pop-up. I logged into that queue. So what happens right now is this agent gets the IAM pop-up, and what you can see right now is I've actually got both sides of the conversation on the same screen, but a lot of things happen right away. So what I've got here is I've got the this window here is the web user is going to see what they're connected to. They're going to see they're connected to a support representative. Here's my name, and the agent is going to get this link window, and they've got the entire history of that conversation here. I know what their email address is, what their phone number is, what property ID they looked for. So I've got that information in the IAM transcript, but then I've also got a screen pop of the actual listing from the web that was passed down by the ICE server. And the way that works is that's a scriptable interface that ICE Bar provides. So we have this tool on every agent desktop, and what that allows us to do is write a VB script or a JavaScript that can run on different events. And in this case, I happen to say, okay, when I get an incoming call, look at the data that we attach to that, which happens to be the listing ID, go off to the web, open the page that has the listing. That way the agent has that information right at their fingertips when the caller comes in. We also do this for various custom things, but the common ones seem to be SharePoint knowledge bases are common, Dynamics CRM screen pop is common, and we have some kind of canned modules that we can use for those to be able to do things like create CRM records. So what I can do is, I can actually talk back and forth, and I see that I can open up IAM, but what this has done is it's let me have a click to IAM scenario from the web. Now, because this is a web client, I'm not actually able to do voice in it yet. But what I can do is I can say request a callback. That's going to get basically pop. This is a clickable link here, and now the agent could click that and start an IAM a voice conversation out of band. Now, if you do link to link, so for say an internal help desk scenario. What you would be able to do in the same case is I could start a conversation with my contact center over IAM, but then elevate that to voice and elevate that to video all within link. So when both ends are on link, it's a very powerful scenario. And what's interesting is that this does all work through federation. So you can imagine a scenario where you're serving your customers with a nice contact center on your link deployment. You're federated with your customers, and now they're able to contact get into your contact center and use richer interaction methods than they ever had before. So that's something that's pretty unique. Now, the other things, show you a couple other tools while I'm in here. First, I'm going to show you the supervisor monitoring interface. So this is something that we use for real-time monitoring on the contact center. You can see here that I'm logged in as an administrator, so I can see all the agents that are associated with that. They've got some data here, so at a very high level, I can get a view of every agent in the system. I can do the same thing for all the different queues, so I know, for instance, there's 8 users assigned here. One user ready in that queue. If I want to drill in and see more information, I can drill into the queue, get some more stats. If I want to go back over and take a look at a particular user, I can do that. Yeah, I can get I've got some high level stats here. I can see the queues that she's assigned to, teams that she's assigned to. I can look at some graphs. So if I want to see her state, or if I want to want that to be bigger, I can flip through and see, see some more information about what they've been doing all day. But the idea with this interface is to be able to give you a nice real time high level view. Everything is going to update in real time, and what we're going to be able to do here is see basically the health of your contact center, and that supervisors tend to leave this kind of thing up if. We've also had customers who want to leave this up as a wall board, so you can either leave, a particular view like this, or more typically you might just want to show one graph, or you can actually go and create a custom dashboard with any of these elements that I showed you and define a view that is going to be what you see when you log in. So you could see how I might have, LCD monitors on, big 50-inch TVs on the wall that I want to be able to show something like this all the time. So that's what, That's one of the things that this tool enables. Also able to very easily see if, for instance, if I want to see you want to see all users that match a particular condition, so I can look by state, I can search for particular users. It's very easy to find the information you want and drill into the data you're interested in. So that's our real-time monitoring interface. Silverlight application that runs in a browser, so it's reachable anywhere you need it to be, and all the communications over the web, so it's all secure, all HTTP, so we don't have to worry about firewalls anymore, and we don't have to worry about having to install something on the desktop. So the other tool I'm going to show you is probably the most exciting one, and that is our administrator tool. So this tool, first of all, has the ability to define, that's where you define all your users. So I've got a user here that I'm going to define their level, define how we actually reach them. So that's the default number we dial out to them on. We have lots of options for how agents behave. So, whether or not they're able to handle one or more IMs at once, whether or not they, what state they log into, what we send to the PSTN, whether we hide their information, all that kind of thing. And then it's also where you're able to define your queues. So again, define a queue, add agents to the queue, define what your targets for that queue are. So if you want an average speed of answer, all sorts of different settings you're able to do on that. And then teams are just there as they're a logical grouping. So we have the idea of a team lead role and a team member. So if you wanted to group agents into management groups or into just groups for reporting, then we do that as well. Skills-based routing is another option, so you've kind of got the choice of doing queue-based routing, skills-based routing, or both. And then when you're actually connecting up to Link, you're actually defining what we're referring to as a UC group, the Unified Communications Address. And these addresses are directly registered on Link. So if I have a Link endpoint, I can contact these addresses directly. But again, if I wanted to route to that through a PSTN connection, then I route to that the same way I route to an existing Link user. Just defining the routing in Link, defining the line URI for the user, and I'm set. But what's interesting here, so you can see on this group, I've got a terminus for AV and a terminus for IM. So that basically tells me that I've got a workflow here, which is our call flow designer, and I'm handling both modalities for that on the same address. So calling that address through Link or through the PSTN is going to go to the voice endpoint. Sending an IM is going to go to the IM endpoint. So what I've got here is a simple call flow, and what you can see is here I've got to wait for incoming call, here I've got to wait for instant message, here I've got to wait for email. That's all on the same page. If you look at these, they're actually all going to the same queue. So it's a drag and drop tool. So I can really just go in and say that I want to insert new actions, like say I wanted to do something like call a web service in here. So I could put this, put a new action in here, call a web service, give it a URI, and all of a sudden, and I'm adding very rich programmability to an IVR call flow. Speech record, text to speech are all built right in, so I can just define a text to speech action simply using this speak action. And what's interesting about this interface is that any changes that I make, so if I were to go through, for instance, and change this, You know, if I make a change on that and hit save up here, as soon as I save that, that change is going to be live. So that change is now live on the contact center. The next call into that is going to get the new treatment, which is really powerful because I didn't actually have to go through and stage anything. I didn't have to go deploy anything. Didn't have to compile anything. It's all taken care of. It's all published. It's all edited live. So that gives the advantage to supervisors and business users because they're able to go in and make changes. Not only can they do their development from the start using this interface because it is reasonably simple to go in and start from scratch, but having an existing application there, so your IVR is already set up, to be able to go in and make changes to that is fairly simple. So if you have a case that you want to change your broadcast announcement or your initial announcement on your contact center, or you wanted to change the routing to a different queue for overflow, you could go in and make a change to the workflow and commit that right away, and that's all done automatically. As for how this actually works on behind the scenes, this is all actually using the UCMA core APIs. So what we're actually doing is we've got our workflow layer sits on top of that and actually is interpreted as core UCMA actions by our software. So we're not suffering any we're not taking a performance hit on that happening, but we are able to offer that rich editor experience that we think is pretty unique. And I, as far as actions you can do, again, you can see, you know, I've got basic telephony actions here, but then I've got things like calling web services, like calling external code, like calling, you know, dipping into a database to be able to pull information. So those connection points that we offer are really going to be able to give you a lot of access to, you know, business information. So like the demo that I showed you, being able to pull that property information and reply an instant message with that information out of the database in a few mouse clicks. So workflow is really cool. That's something that really sets us apart on that. So the other thing I can show you here is our reporting interface. So this is where we store all the historical data we gather on the contact center. So what I can show you here is that we've got user reports and contact reports and queue reports, so we can get you a lot of information about what actually happened. And if I want to go through and be able to change stuff, you know, I can look at a particular user. This is going to give me information about, you know, say I only care about, you know, one or two users. I could do that. You know, start pulling this. I can go and preview that and see a PDF of what that report's going to look like. I can schedule it to be able to run in an interval, or I can have it. They're going to have it emailed out automatically. So there's a lot of data that we're collecting that we're able to provide a lot of standard reports on. And it's actually the schema for that is published such that we can have customers write custom reports if they want, if there's data that they want to be able to pull in from multiple sources. Either customers can do that, or we'll actually do that as a professional services take if that's something that people are looking for. But as a standard reporting package, you know, we're reporting on basically everything that happens once that call hits the system until it's finished. And that includes things like, you know, agent disposition and calls, you know, what happened in the IVR, how long your calls went on for, and even things like a post-call survey. So once the caller hangs up, you know, to be able to transfer them back into a different application to be able to take a short survey after a call is done. So that's about all I wanted to show you today. So we've got the we've got the agent tool, we've got the reporting tool, we've got the we got the workflow, and we've got the administration and workflow designer. So if you would like more information, please visit our website, computertalk.com. We've got more demo videos up there. We've got more documentation on what we do. And if you'd like to contact us directly to arrange for a demo or to see if you have specific questions about what you've seen today, please do so. All right, thanks.